Hi, I'm Alan McQuarrie, the pastor of Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, Canada, your pastor for the day. A while ago, I had a friend ask me a simple question. Over the years of your ministry, what have you seen change the most? Well, next year will be 40 years that I have been involved in Christian ministry. And since the 1980s, a lot has changed. But one of the things that I have noticed the most is the fact that so often Christians, believers in Christ, are not in the Word of God like they used to be. We are not reading the Word of God, we are not hearing the Word of God, and we're not appreciating the importance of the Word of God. We've been involved in listening to all sorts of other mediums, even Christian radio, but none of those things are a substitute for me reading God's Word. The Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the Word in season and out of season. Because Paul knew there is no substitute for hearing and listening and reading and meditating on the Word of God. That is why the psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How true that is to know that the Word of God reveals God's will to us where we stand today and where we will go tomorrow. And there's no substitute for that. There is no other source that we can turn to. There is no other revelation we can find to comfort me in the midst of the trials and the struggles that I'm currently going through than to know that the Lord is leading me according to His purpose and plan. I need to be in the Word of God to know that there is comfort in the midst of the struggles that I am currently in. And I need to know that as I face tomorrow with all the difficulties and all the stress that tomorrow holds, that as I walk forward, the Word of God will be a light unto my path. That doesn't come from any other Christian resource other than God's inerrant, inspired Word. And I need to stress again that the thing that we need as God's people is to spend time hearing from the Lord. And we hear from the Lord as the Spirit of God takes His Word and pierces our hearts and our minds and brings us comfort and peace to carry on as He, the Holy Spirit, brings the Word of God alive in our hearts and alive in our minds. How important it is to know that today, when we are going through all this, that God has given us a means to know Him, that God has given us a means to give us hope for tomorrow, and it is all revealed in His Word. When we come to read His Bible, and when we come to hear from the Spirit of God from His Word, it brings comfort and peace to our anxious hearts and minds. So today, I encourage you, if you have not yet, just spent some quiet time and prayed, Lord, open your word to me that I may see wonderful things in your law. Pray that the Spirit of God would minister to you and overcome you with calmness and peace and encouragement, and that He would reveal to you where He wants you to be today and how He wants you to move forward for tomorrow. This is the joy of having a relationship with Jesus Christ. He comforts us, He guides us, He communicates to us through His Word, and we, as His people, find all the peace that comes from a relationship with Christ. I'm Pastor Alan, the teaching elder at Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, your pastor for the day.